Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy of the Baltimore Sun's Washington Bureau. John, there are a number of Maryland representatives in Washington who have some role in, I mean, they all have some role in what's going on here with the shutdown. So tell us what you hear from them and what you see of them in the effort to get beyond the shutdown.
Well, of course, for Maryland's delegation being largely Democrats, the role they're mostly playing is one of professional needler. They're trying to needle the House Republicans into passing a bill that would not include any policy riders. They're trying to pressure Republicans on any number of issues. That's mainly what they're doing. Mikulski has been on the floor a lot doing just that. There are some individual-specific roles for these guys, particularly on federal workers. Elijah Cummings, the congressman representing Baltimore, helped push through this bill in the House over the weekend that would pay furloughed federal employees once the government reopens. Senator Cardin on the Senate side has carried similar legislation. So they are involved, but the negotiations at this point are really between House Republicans and the leadership in the Senate and the president. If there are any negotiations, that's where they will take place. And so at this point, I think the delegation has largely been involved in a messaging role.
They're spectators like we are. Do you think they see it moving inexorably toward the debt limit question?
Absolutely. I think both sides, and you've been seeing that for more than a week now. When the president came to Maryland last week, a lot of his discussion was on the debt limit. That is what everybody seems to be talking about. I think there's sort of a resignation that these two issues are going to be handled together. And remember that House Republicans, many of them wanted to make their stand on the debt limit to begin with, but were sort of their hand was sort of forced by some of the more conservative elements in both chambers to push the fight on the shutdown.
It's difficult for us to have an idea of what may happen because we're not getting a lot of insight from our spectator representatives. But there must be an attempt to find some pressure points.
Yeah, I think that in the 96 shutdown, there was some confusion among the public about sort of who was to blame. And I think the polls have indicated that while Republicans would take more of the blame on this issue, that there's sort of ample anchor to go around. And in 96, what we saw were there were a few pressure points that really turned the public tide toward blaming Republicans on that shutdown. And I think what both parties are doing is positioning themselves to defend against those points should they turn their way.
Well, John, thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll get back to it, I'm sure.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.